must have seen it coming. That girl. No, that slut. I was too carefree about her. How could I have missed this? She's never even spoken to him, let alone seen him. Yet I must have known she had her sights on my honey. Wait, what if she did see him? Like the other day when he went to the dentist. Maybe that crazy stalker followed him around from our house, and that's when she decided to steal him away from me. This is what I get for letting him go out alone. I knew it was a bad idea. No, no, no. Take it easy, Anna. My hubby is a very aware man. I've given him enough training to know when somebody is following you. If that cheap bitch was stalking him, he would have known. He would have told me immediately. Or would he? Calm down, Anna. You can't doubt your honey. He loves you just as much as you love him. It doesn't even make sense. This is like his dream scenario. To let me know about some dumb whore looking at what doesn't belong to her. So I can take care of her. So I can massacre and beat her into a pulp to the point where there's nothing left for her family to bury. Home. And then we could do our lovely routine where I can cry into his shoulder as the poor misguided lamb that I am. Him playing the role of the loving but worried partner that can't help but love his twisted lover. It would all be so perfect except for all the stealing fucking sluts that try to get in our way. Oh my god, honey, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to get so loud. Oh, be careful, honey. Don't make any sudden moves like that. The rope is gonna hurt you. Come here, baby. You're lucky you didn't get rope burn in your wrists. Why are you tied up? Oh, just reasons, baby. I mean, surely it's not that big of a deal, right? Knowing how I am, you can't expect me to believe that you didn't think I would never do this at least once, right? Look, something happened, but it's nothing you have to worry about. You are so sweet, baby. You wake up tied to your bed by your insane girlfriend, and the only thing in your mind is trying to figure out why I'm so worried. You don't even try to get me to untie you. Stop, babe. I know I could have you tied up here forever, and you wouldn't complain. You are that sweet. Oh, but no, honey, this is just for a couple of days. Until I deal with her. Fine, babe. But don't get too worried about it. It's all just in my head. I had a bad dream, and I mean a very, very bad dream. I was coming home from work, all happy to bring you all the things I wrote in my diary so you could read it throughout the following day, and I saw the door open. The door to our house. With all of its locks unlocked, and with the entrance to our house wide open. I rushed into the house, and right there, in the living room, I saw it. A pizza. But not just any pizza. It was the one that we always get. The one that has half of your toppings and half of mine. And... honey, my side wasn't complete. Baby, you never eat my side. Not unless I feed it to you with a kiss. I called you to figure out what was going on and you didn't answer. And I can't even remember the last time you didn't answer a call from me. And you know I remember everything. And I called again and you didn't answer. And I called again and you didn't answer. And I called again and you didn't answer. And then I realized that it was her. The pizza delivery girl. Yes, honey. The person that delivers us the pizza from our local pizza place is a girl. That's what I'm saying. You don't even know her. That fucking slut hasn't even seen your perfect face, yet she's thirsty for you, honey. I know it. So back to my dream, babe. I decided to stop being a crybaby and went out to kill the woman that tried to steal my man. Just like the version of me that you love. And I ran away, trying to follow any tracks that witch left, and saw some of her hair leading the way. Leading the way to the park. Our park. And I saw the love of my life in the hands of another woman. She was all over you with her disgusting nails scratching your back just like I do and playing with your hair, and with her disgusting leech tongue all inside my soulmate's mouth. Why, baby? Why? Why did this have to happen? How could I be so naive? Hold me, baby. Let me cleanse myself from those memories. Hug me, baby, as hard as you can. I know you're tied up, honey. I'm not fucking blind. I'm not fucking crazy. And no, I'm not letting you go. No, I won't breathe in. And it wasn't just a fucking dream. Like, yes, and I know it didn't fucking happen. I'm not that fucking crazy, okay? I know I'm fucked up, but I don't imagine stuff and then think it actually happened. If I did, neither of us would be breathing right now. But it wasn't just a dream. It meant something. Yes, babe, I know you would never cheat on me. Even if your life depended on it, you would rather die than be unloyal to me. Oh, look at me. I am a fucking mess right now. Just lashed out at you, and yet you're still trying to calm me down. I've done this crap so many times in our relationship. You've never once raised your voice at me. No, stop. God, I knew you'd say something cheesy like that, yet I can't help but fall for it. You look adorable when you're mad, and that's so toxic. Our kind of toxic. You aren't tied up because I think you would ever cheat on me. This is because I'm scared of her trying to force herself on you. Like I said, baby, I never have dreams like this. This has to mean something. That girl, I always had my suspicions on her. From that annoying little smile with her disgusting teeth that she would always give me. How she was the one that delivered our orders every single time we ordered from that place. It got so ridiculous, I even looked up how many delivery people they had, and let me tell you, she wasn't the only one. She was doing all of the orders for a reason. There were so many signs. And yet I was still doubtful of, you know, making her disappear. But my brain, it decided that it was tired of me being naive, and it sent me a sign. I got that dream for a reason, babe. I got it to realize what was happening under my nose all this time. It all makes perfect sense, honey, right? Right? I knew you'd agree, honey. Now, help me forget that slut before I finally dispose of her. Don't worry, baby. I'll make it safe. Nobody will suspect us. I can even make it look like she was sleeping around with some of her customers before she died. Make sure her family knows the kind of girl she was. Oh, wait, baby. I've got an idea. every single night that we've slept in the same bed since our relationship began, I've had a knife on our nightstand. Just in case I needed to use it. Now relax, honey. I won't use it on you. I just need to... there you go. God, you look so hot with your shirt cut like that. Your chest with my name on it popping up like a gift neatly wrapped and rubbed for me. Oh, let me ravage you. Fuck, you are so hot. Oh. Get your hands all over me. Oh, right. You're tied up. You know, for being a crazy girlfriend, I'm really bad at this whole boyfriend tied up thing. No, I won't untie you. God! I know you're only saying it to get a reaction out of me. You got my name tattooed on your chest, and you think I'll believe that you care at all about being tied up? I'm sure you hate having your beautiful and crazy girlfriend naked on top of your tied up body. Oh, poor you. Now look up and show me your neck. Oh, now do mine. Now. Oh, that's it, baby. Suck on my neck. Oh, now the other side. You know it's not healthy to do that. Shut up. Well, let's ask my friend down there if he minds. His blood circulation seems just fine, sweetie. Now let me get some homemade lube on you. God, you're so lively for me. You keep crying, untie me, please, yet you enjoy this so much. You're such a slut for your soulmate, aren't you, honey? I can feel you tremble. Bet you the pizza whore wouldn't go down on you. Oh, baby, you're shivering so much, and I haven't even gotten to the head. Almost like you love this whole crazy possessive girlfriend bit. Just a little bit. And my tongue. You sure love that, too. All right. Let's make you whimper even more. So fucking hard for me, baby. You're so eager to give me what is mine. Mm. This is so hot. Why the fuck did I take so long to tie you up? I'm definitely not going to untie you for some time. Are you close, baby? Oh, do you want to come? Do you need it? Good. I'm sorry, baby. But I can't let you come yet. Not a single drop of cum will be wasted tonight. You can only come inside me. God, you look so cute whimpering and twisting your feet like that. Hey, I know I said I wasn't mad at you, but I gotta admit, it's cute to tease you a little bit. Payback for how much you tease your good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, give your good girl what she deserves. I'm so good for you, honey. Always give you what you want. And yet you keep teasing me. Oh. And I keep giving you more. Oh. Tell me, baby. Tell me you like it. Tell me you need it. Oh, you need me. Oh, not her. Oh, fuck. She would never do this to you. Oh, riding you and draining you every day and fuck you with the intensity that I have. Oh, you love your crazy, psychotic little girlfriend, don't you, sweetie? Oh, your psychotic future wife. I'll say you love me, honey. I'll say it again. Say it louder. Louder, you slut. As loud as you fucking can so that slut can hear it. Oh, you are so good. Oh, that's my good boy. Oh, you know who you belong to. You would never, ever cheat on me. I'm sure you would kill that whore. Oh, with your own hands, if she even tried touching you. Oh, I know you would kill her and countless more for me, baby. Oh, just like I have done for you. Oh, she would never kill somebody for you, honey. Oh, she doesn't love you like that. Nobody loves anybody like that. Except you and me. Oh, God, this is so fucked up and so hot. Oh, I think I'm close, baby. I can feel you are too. Oh, let it all out, baby. Oh, mark me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Oh, baby, yes. Oh. Fuck. Now that was something. Oh, I feel so full, baby. Oh, you let out even more than usual. Oh, maybe I should have tied you up since day one. Oh, let's just rest for a second, baby. God. We are totally not normal. But we're happy our way, right? Oh, it makes me so happy to know you truly enjoy this. Oh, and I'm sorry for tying you up without your consent, baby. Yes, I know if I had asked you, you would have said yes, but that's not the point. Despite you and me being, you know, all the toxic and possessive things I've done have been with your consent. Even the murdering has been agreed on by your "it's okay, baby, just don't do it again" facade. All right, babe, I totally won't do it again. Oh, thank you. It's so sweet of you to make sure that even the "totally doesn't get off on his girlfriend's insanity" part of you thinks she deserves it. Aren't you the sweetest? Hey, babe. I know you'll say no, but do you mind if I keep you tied up just for a couple more days? Just until my anxiety dies off a little bit? Oh, thank you. I'll just go deal with that thing tomorrow, and after that, I'll be by your side as you experience the "my psychotic girlfriend kidnapped me" 101 stuff that we never actually got to do. At least until I'm secure enough to untie you. Now rest for a bit, baby. You've earned it. Your chest is so soft. It's like the best pillow I could ask for. I'm sorry about your shirt, by the way. I can fix it later. Or maybe I can even knit you one myself. Oh, God. I already pick your clothes, but now I'm even making them? You losing all your agency like that would be so romantic. Oh, I love you so much, honey. I love you so much, honey. Honey, I said I love you so much. Say it back. There you go, honey. You got me scared there for a second. Oh, I'm so sorry, babe. I didn't realize you were dozing off already. I almost got angry at you. We wouldn't want that, would we? Ease down, you're teasing, you bully. Now, sorry to keep you up any longer. Time to sleep, babe. Oh, and by the way, honey, starting from now on, you only eat stuff that I cook. We are never ordering delivery again.